It is Thursday, the 25th day of April, 26th day of April, 2012. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Iti Agnihotri Matolke.
With us is one of the busiest people in Northwest Arkansas, Jody Beznoska, who is Vice President of Communications at Walton Arts Center.
But I'm sitting with two of the other busiest people in Northwest
Arkansas. No, just Kyle.
Just Kyle.
No, I'm going to tell you that I think...
I would be busy if he would, you know, pass on some work to me.
I think we have thousands of busiest people in Northwest
Unbelievable.
Arkansas this month.
It's an incredible month.
It is.
My gosh. So
you guys
much
are
going
contributing.
On. Oh, yeah, we are. We're guilty. Guilty as charged.
You're going to keep it going into May with Artisphere.
Oh, my.
But
yes.
Before that.
Yes, we are. Wow. I can't really believe at the list I'm looking at right now for the next 2 weeks. It's fairly fantastic, but very, very busy. So let's just start right off with what's been going on for a little while. We've had Fall of the House with Theater Squared.
Right.
Fantastic show. Fantastic show. I know that I say this all the time. I mean it. It's a really, really good show. It runs through the 6th of May. It's written by Bob Ford, T2's artistic director, and it's incredibly well done. Really, really good one. I recommend it. It's the last show of T2's season this year.
Do you know if there are tickets left for the last weekend? Because that's what I'm kind of banking on being able to see it.
I believe that there are.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it runs through the 6th, which, believe it or not, is only next weekend.
Right.
Crazy. So that that is running tonight and through the weekend. And then also tonight we will have a bourbon tasting at Walton Arts Center. That is it's part of our sort of run-up to our Art of Wine Festival. Bourbon, wine, those work.
Right.
That's tonight. And tomorrow night we will have Glenn Campbell in the house.
Yeah, first of two nights, right?
First of two performances, the 27th tomorrow night and the 28th on Saturday. There are still tickets for the Saturday performance.
Okay.
So if anybody out there missed it, you can still get in.
And this is the farewell tour.
It is the goodbye tour.
Yeah.
And it's really, really exciting. It was neat. The governor sent a letter to Mr. Campbell and talked about his life and how he was so much more than his music, how he, you know, for so long he sort of contributed to the whole fabric of music.
It's going to be a special night, those two nights inside
Walton
Arts Center. It really is.
It really is. It's going to be exciting. That's the 27th and the 28th. Both of those shows are at 8 p.m. That's in the main hall at Baumwalker Hall. Also on the 28th, out at the Amp, we'll have Hank Williams Jr.
Mm-hmm.
And a heads up to anyone who's going to that show is not under the tent. So,
and that's because of some of the staging and the rigging.
Yeah, the stage is too big.
Yeah, okay.
So they needed a bigger stage for Hank Williams Jr. And so it's not under the tent, so recommend bringing, you know, blankets and, you know, if there's a threat of rain, perhaps a poncho would be valuable.
Right.
But that's on the 28th, also out at the Amp. On the 29th, we will have Listen to Your Mother, a locally produced show that I actually don't know very much about. Do you guys?
I think they'll be telling stories.
Yeah,
local
and,
mothers.
And we're going to have some of them in the studio. You'll hear part of that on Fridays.
Oh, great!
Tomorrow's Ozarks at Large.
Great! I've heard a lot of Twitter chatter about
it.
So hopefully it will be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
That's on the 29th. Also that weekend, 29th, 30th, 1st, and 2nd, the University of Arkansas Music Department will have all kinds of concerts. And then on the 3rd of May, which is, believe it or not, a week from today, that is our kickoff for Artisphere 2012.
Right.
So excited about this. Feels like we've been waiting for this forever. The kickoff is a really fun event that is mostly free.
Mm-hmm.
They're beginning at about 5 o'clock. We'll have a farmer's market out on the plaza. We will have a new exhibition going up in the Joy Pratt Markham Gallery that will open. And so our curator will be there and will lead gallery talks and remarks about the exhibition. We'll have live music with Threepenny Acre and with April Virch, who is a Canadian fiddler extraordinaire. And all of that will go on for free, and we'll be kicking off Artisphere, which is our Arts and Nature Festival. And then the headliner that night is Mr. Michael Pollan.
I'm looking forward to this.
Very excited for this. Michael Pollan wrote In Defense of Food, The Omnivore's Dilemma, Food Rules. He's a journalist and a professor. And
you can see him some on TED.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to TED, you can see him
on
talk
TED
there.
Talks, yeah.
Right.
And just a very interesting man who writes about food.
In an approachable manner.
Absolutely.
He does not finger wag.
No, he's a really, really neat guy. And his
works.
Books are very, I think approachable is a great word.
Yeah.
It doesn't overwhelm you with, you know, with too much, I don't know, drama or stress. It's just very practical. Been really, really fun for us at Walton Arts Center to learn about him and get ready for him. So it's a kind of a feather in the cap for us to have him in the community. Very excited for that. That's on the 3rd. Tickets are available for that. And there are tickets left. So please get them, if you will. The following night, we will go out to Bentonville First Friday. That's the 4th. And we will have April Birch out there again. She'll be playing out there. And we'll also be having Daylene Vincent. Very exciting award-winning bluegrass duo. Very excited for that. That's at First Friday up in Bentonville. And then the following day, things will really get hectic. We will begin the Trail Mix weekend. Trail Mix, do you guys, have we talked about this?
Well, you and I haven't.
A little bit.
Yeah, Robert Ginsburg and I talk about it next week, even though I'll be on vacation. We recorded the conversation right. earlier, and that will air on an episode next week.
Trail Mix, one of the coolest ideas. I wish I could remember whose idea it was, because whoever they were, they're a genius. But basically, we have these fantastic trails here. And we have them in Fayetteville, and now with Crystal Bridges opening, we have them up there with, you know, the beautiful bike trails and the trails that run through the grounds. So Trail Mix will take six or seven different bands, some local, some national, some international, and place them at different locations along the various trails. So on Saturday, we'll be in Bentonville.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And we will be up along the Crystal Bridges Trail, so you'll be able to walk around all the beautiful landscaping. I was just there. It's gorgeous. And hear bands just, you know, in random places spread throughout the grounds. So exciting. And then on Sunday, it'll be the third year in a row that we do this in Fayetteville along the Lake Fayetteville biking trails.
Nice.
And again, it's two very different experiences. The one at Crystal Bridges, I think you'll be winding through the woods quite a bit. The one at Fayetteville is sort of a straight shot. You can bike out and bike back and hear the different bands. All of this is free. Begins at 1 o'clock on both Saturday and Sunday. And then on Sunday, following the concert, we will have a free concert out at Botanical Garden of the Ozarks, a great kids' family band called Milkshake. They
yes.
sing about everything about being a kid, but they have a nice environmental message, so that's one of the reasons we have them as part of Artisphere.
One of the bands that will be at both days of Artisphere is the Pine Leaf Boys.
Yeah.
And I'm going to see them Saturday afternoon in New Orleans at Jazz Fest.
Oh, my
gosh. So I'm going to go up to him
That's
afterward and say, hey, we're looking for you.
That is
looking
so
forward
cool.
to seeing you next week,
that
the weekend after.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
It's going to be a nice mix of music. There'll be jazz, bluegrass, Celtic.
Old 78s.
Old 78s.
We'll be there.
Trio de Janeiro.
Right, so a couple local bands.
Yep.
It's a good time.
It's going to be fantastic. Cross your fingers for good weather.
Mm-hmm.
So far, so good.
I know.
Looking good.
Yes.
But that is next weekend on the 5th and the 6th. Crazy busy weekend, but so much fun. And really the kickoff for this almost 2-month-long arts and nature festival that we'll be putting on throughout the region. Then we'll flip right over, and on the 7th, which is a Monday, we'll have one show of the Beatles tribute show called Rain.
That fits into Artisphere, right? Yeah, Rain?
I think so.
I'm
going
to give it to you. Yeah.
I think so. Super fun show that we had 2 or 3 years ago. Only one performance. That was all we could get. A few tickets left for that one, so if you want to come, get them now. And then we'll have a couple shows out at the Amp that week, and then Artisphere will continue through maybe the 19th or the 20th of May, and then we'll take a little bit of a break, and then Artisphere will kick up again in June.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
See?
Yeah.
I told you, she's busy.
Yeah.
She is.
And if you're in downtown Fayetteville today and you're walking by Walton Arts Center and you're wearing a hat, you might just tip it, because today is we've spent a lot of time trying to figure out when our actual official birthday is at Walton Arts Center, because we know this is our 20th anniversary time right now. And what we've learned is that back in 1992, from the 24th of April to the 26th, was a preview event. Big
open
preview
to the community.
Event. Open to the
I remember
community.
That.
Everybody was there. And so today, the 26th, I believe,
right.
is the last day of that. So celebrating our 20th anniversary.
Happy
with
anniversary.
No kidding. With kids.
I have a Walton Arts Center hard hat.
Yeah.
From the groundbreaking.
That's so cool.
Nice.
I'll
doff that.
Yeah, there
okay.
we go.
Oh, I know exactly where it is.
Yeah. Right. So it's very, very fun, very exciting to think that we've, you know, been doing this for 20 years. And just when you think about everything happening over the next few days, it's such a great sort of summation of everything that has gone on. So thanks to everybody who's supported us.
Thank you, Jody.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jody. Jody Biznoska is the Vice President of Communication at Walton Arts Center.